Imagine a washerwoman amassing $250,000 while highly paid professionals go broke. This isn't fiction. Osceola McCarty, who spent her life washing clothes, left $150,000 to the University of Southern Mississippi upon her death in 1999. Her secret wasn't complex financial wizardry, but simple discipline. Consistent saving and making thoughtful trade-offs between immediate pleasures and long-term security. This remarkable story captures the essence of wealth building that anyone can follow, regardless of income level. The financial world often seems designed to confuse us with jargon and complexity. Yet the path to financial independence follows remarkably simple principles that have remained unchanged for centuries. What if the most sophisticated investment strategy was actually the simplest? What if Wall Street's complexity was designed not to help you, but to generate fees? The truth is that financial success doesn't require genius, just patience, discipline, and a few fundamental rules that have stood the test of time. You can't invest what you don't have. This explains why modestly paid teachers sometimes leave million-dollar estates while high-earning athletes go broke. The difference isn't income, but spending habits, a pattern consistent across all income levels. Charles Dickens captured this through Micawber. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, £19, 19 and 6. Result, happiness. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, £20, ought and 6. Result, misery. Financial peace comes when income exceeds expenses, regardless of amount. Credit cards represent perhaps the greatest threat to building wealth, functioning as financial crack cocaine. Initial gratification followed by devastating consequences. Carrying balances at 18% APR can turn a $3,000 purchase into a 20-year debt costing over $4,000 in interest. Compound interest transforms modest savings into substantial wealth over time. Consider twin brothers. William invested $4,000 annually from ages 20 to 40, $80,000 total, and accumulated $2.5 million by retirement. James invested $4,000 annually from ages 40 to 65, $100,000 total, but ended with less than $400,000. The lesson? Start early, even with small amounts, and automate savings through pay-yourself-first systems. Counterintuitively, trying harder often leads to worse investment results. Markets are remarkably efficient, with prices generally reflecting all available information. Despite their resources, professional investors rarely outperform simple index funds tracking the overall market. Over 10-year periods, index funds consistently beat about three-quarters of actively managed mutual funds. Why? Investing is a zero-sum game where professionals constitute 90% of trading activity. Their high management fees, 1 to 2% annually, and transaction costs drag performance below market averages. Even Warren Buffett recommends index funds for most investors, comparing the search for market-beating managers to looking for a needle in a haystack. Index funds also offer tax advantages by generating fewer capital gains. Actively managed funds would need to outperform the market by 4.3 percentage points annually after expenses and taxes, nearly impossible odds. History offers stark warnings about poor diversification. An Enron secretary lost her $3 million retirement when the company collapsed, while Chrysler auto workers lost everything in bankruptcy. Avoid concentration in your employer's stock. True diversification means owning hundreds of stocks through low-cost index funds. Companies respond differently to economic conditions. During downturns, consumers shift from luxury to discount retailers. Include bonds, particularly treasury bonds, which often counter stock movements, real estate, and commodities. Foreign stocks add protection. When U.S. markets struggle, international markets may thrive, with currency fluctuations providing additional hedging. Reduce risk through dollar-cost averaging, investing regular amounts monthly or quarterly. This approach automatically buys fewer shares when prices are high and more when prices are low, creating a mathematical advantage in volatile markets. Warren Buffett's exceptional investment results stem largely from avoiding major mistakes. He skipped tech stocks during the 2000 bubble because he didn't understand their business models and avoided mortgage-backed securities before the 2007 financial crisis, calling them financial weapons of mass destruction. Behavioral finance research reveals we're often our own worst investment enemies. Yale and Princeton studies show most students consider themselves above-average drivers, athletes, and friends, a statistical impossibility demonstrating our overconfidence. With successful investments, we frequently mistake luck for skill. We seek safety in numbers, becoming overly optimistic during bull markets and taking greater risks. History's worst investment blunders come from getting swept up in speculative bubbles, from 1630s Dutch tulips to 1990s internet stocks. Investors consistently pour money into mutual funds at market peaks and withdraw at bottoms, precisely opposite successful investing principles. The most reliable way to increase investment returns is minimizing costs. Past performance doesn't predict future returns, but fees do. Higher fees mean lower returns. Studies consistently show that the lowest cost funds produce the best results. Einstein's maxim that everything should be made as simple as possible, but no simpler, applies perfectly to investing. Despite the financial press portraying modern finance as frighteningly complex, investors can prosper through simplicity rather than convoluted investment gimmicks. Financial security rests on 8 fundamental rules. Save early. $500 monthly over 30 years at 7% grows to $600,000. Leverage employer 401k matches for immediate 50% returns. Maintain a 3 to 6 month emergency fund. Choose term life insurance over whole life products. Diversify across stocks, bonds, and international markets to reduce volatility by up to 40%. Avoid credit card debt with its 18 to 22% interest. Ignore market emotional swings by focusing long term. Use low-cost index funds. Over 15 years, a 1% fee difference can reduce portfolio value by 20%. Despite claims during market crises that buy and hold is dead, short-term volatility actually benefits disciplined investors through dollar-cost averaging, allowing them to accumulate more shares when prices drop. During the lost decade of 2000-2010, an investor who consistently invested $1,000 annually in the S&P 500 starting at the market peak still achieved a 30% gain, turning $10,000 into $13,000 while the index itself showed negative returns. Your ideal investment allocation depends on your age. Younger investors can take more risk. Financial situation, income-dependent investors need conservative portfolios, and temperament, your ability to tolerate market volatility. Despite increased global market correlation, diversification remains effective. Bonds often provide stability when stocks fall. During the 2008 crisis, the S&P 500 fell 37%, while U.S. Treasury bonds gained 5.2%. Rebalancing. Periodically adjusting your portfolio back to target allocations adds value during volatile markets. This disciplined approach of selling outperformers to buy underperformers added nearly 1.5% annual return over 15 years while improving stability. Building wealth requires discipline through market cycles, controlling costs through index investing, and commitment to your long-term plan, not finding hot stocks or timing markets. While the financial industry profits from complexity, your success depends on simplicity. Start today with whatever you can save, as even small amounts grow significantly through compounding. Automate investments, diversify through low-cost index funds, rebalance annually, and ignore fear-inducing financial media. Financial independence isn't reserved for the wealthy. It's available to anyone following time-tested principles with patience. Your future freedom begins with today's choices.